Well, hey, good morning. Happy February 1st.
Hey, did you change the password here?
Why, yes, I did.
Why did you do that?
It's National Change Your Password Day.
What's the password?
Hey, what's your password?
What's your password?
What's my password?
Password.
You shouldn't have made your password password.
When's the last time you changed your
password?
He never changed his password.
Probably change your password.
National Change Your Password Day.
It's showtime.
So you ladies will know I changed our password in here from password one to password two.
Oh, nobody will ever guess that. Ever. You are so clever.
Aren't I?
You know what I think is a little trickier?
What?
Password 1234. Nobody ever uses those.
Wow. You know what? This happened. My mind just went.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody would think of those.
Or what if you really switched it up and said password 4321?
Ooh. I don't know if I can remember that. It was our password.
Do you remember back in the day when you would all just try to remember our passwords?
Yes.
Now everybody has so many different applications.
Yeah, I have an app to save it all.
Like the Apple codes, you know, the passwords on your Mac.
Yeah.
Thank goodness for those, because nobody could guess those passwords. I can't even type it in. Luckily, it saves it whenever you use it.
Yeah, but sometimes it doesn't save properly, or you didn't hit the button or something, and then you're like, oh no, yes. I can't get into my bank.
Did you lose your password? Yes. It's just crazy how it's out there. I used to be like, I would just like give my name or something and add like a 00.
Yeah.
It's like
back in the easy days.
Easy days.
Life was simpler back then.
Yes.
Is there anything more frustrating than when it says password? Password not recognized, go through all these steps to reset, you do, and it says same password can't be used.
Yes.
That's when I want to throw my laptop across the sea.
Yes.
I'm quitting my job, I'm quitting my life.
So much
I hate
pressure.
Everything.
Do I use my dog? Do I use my kid?
Yes.
Do I use my spouse? I don't know what to use for a password.
I'm thinking, I need to have more kids.
Is it my birthday?
I have one password, it's my daughter.
What's my favorite number?
Wait a minute.
It's kind of also in a related thing, you know, when you have a security question.
Yes.
And like you know, you're filling it out, you answer, and you're
then
like,
you
this.
Forget.
And then you're like, wait,
what
did I give
say?
The right answer?
What's my favorite color?
Favorite teacher. Yes. Oh, I guess it's not anymore.
What's the first car you had? Or you know, the name of your first girlfriend? I don't know.
Rocket's like, I've had so many women, I don't remember.
It's like, what are those crazy things?
Wait, what was the name of your first girlfriend?
I don't even remember.
Should we ever call in live?
No.
Oh.
We did that once, one year.
Did it go really well?
No.
Probably not. He seems to have blocked it out.
So. That's many therapy sessions ago, Tara.
I get it.
All right, so let's talk about something that's exciting. The weather again today.
Yesterday was gorgeous.
Yes.
Did you go out in your bathing suit?
I did drive around my car. I told you I was going to. I had my sunroof open,
Rocket,
and
I
the
opened,
windows down.
I opened my sunroof too.
Wasn't it great?
You and I were like spiritually connected through the wind.
I was like, oh.
Did you actually make that sound when you were driving?
Yes, I'm driving.
Oh. Or was it like, ew?
Tate McRae.
You're sick.
I don't know why I love it so much when Tara mimics Rocket. Do it again.
All right. On that day.
Just little things
on that day in history.
All right. We need to take our first break, and you have a lot in store for us for our first look at tabloid.
Yes. Patrick Mahomes being accused of, let's just say he's being a little bit body shamed on social media, and Travis talking about why he can't go to the Grammys.
Good morning, Kansas City. Happy Thursday. It's a Rockin' and Tracy show. Beautiful day. Guys, we could see 70 today. Isn't that crazy?
I'm here
to think
for
about?
It. It's going to be gorgeous.
Heading towards the weekend, we do not have football, but we do have the Grammys.
Yes, and we already knew, because obviously we're following the Chiefs and excited about the Super Bowl, so we already knew that Travis wasn't going to be able to make it to the Grammys, although we would love to see him walk the red carpet with Taylor for the very first time. But yesterday, Travis Kelce was on the Pat McAfee show, and he confirmed it.
I wish I could go support Taylor at the Grammys and watch her win every single award that she's nominated for. But I know I got practice Saturday, but Sunday's a travel day. Unfortunately, I got to get ready for this big old Super Bowl that we got in a week.
They have a busy schedule when they get to the Super Bowl.
Let me ask you this.
Sure.
There's been lots of extra NFL coverage this season, obviously, with Taylor Swift, you know, new fans, everything. But do you also feel like this has been a season for Pat McAfee?
Yeah.
I mean, how many times have we said his name this season? It's outrageous.
That is true.
The
that
Taylor effect. And hashtag Taylor effect.
I hate that I have to tune in and watch him for research for the show because he's really ugly.
Reese is kind of like a...
Yeah, I know.
Interested in that lately, if you know what I'm saying.
You know, my husband and I work opposite schedules, Tara. I'm very lonely.
Wow.
Okay. Hey, concentrate.
Focus.
We also already knew this because of the Time Magazine interview as far as how long that Taylor and Travis knew each other before she finally came to Arrowhead in September. And then he also confirmed that.
You guys knew each other pretty well at that point?
Yeah, we had knew each other for close to a month up to that point. It wasn't just out of the blue, hey, come to the game and enjoy the game.
Yeah. I think we all knew that here in Kansas City.
I don't know. I kind of wanted it to be that.
It's just kind of funny because we talk about it all the time. And like this morning on ABC News, they picked up on it. Like, guys, this is a revelation. We finally know how long Travis and Taylor knew each other before she showed up at the game. I know this is going to shock you. Another award for Taylor. She now tops this year's Billboard Power 100 list. It is her first time at number one and only the second time that an artist has held that position. Beyonce and Jay-Z shared it back in 2014. Normally, this list is made up of like industry execs and big power people in that industry. So that's really cool that as an artist she's up there, and obviously it's because she did such big things with her tour and her movie.
She's very, very powerful. She's proven that here in the United States.
Do you think she still feels honored by these awards and recognition?
Absolutely.
Or is she numb to it?
I think she's because she's worked for it.
Yeah.
She has worked for it.
A kid.
It's just so much. She's so good. She dominates all of it. I was thinking the Grammys is probably the most important award show to her coming up this Sunday, wouldn't you think?
I would think so.
Career?
I think people in the music industry, I don't know, a lot of people say that they work for that and they want it, but they also really appreciate like the people's choice and the ones where it's fans that are telling you that we love you. I
think she gets it. She's happy when she sells out stadiums.
Yeah.
Not many artists can do what she's doing musically.
Yep. Patrick Mahomes being accused of having a dad bod after going shirtless in that locker room video at the AFC Championship game. Yeah. He responded by, I say tweeted, but I guess he went on X, and he said, yo, why they have to do me like that? Like, I got kids.
That's hilarious.
He works. Have you seen, well, you remember the video we watched with the documentary stuff?
Yeah.
He works out really, really hard every day.
Yeah, yeah. He does a really good job. And he's super tall, too. That's your Tabloid Trash. It's brought to you by Lean Kitchen. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC, locally owned with 5 locations, leankitchenkc.bottle.com.
All right, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll tell you how you can win my money, $1,000 at a time, followed by, we're going to find out what's trending here today.
Well, money's a good thing, because apparently, if we win the Super Bowl and have a parade, it's going to cost us a little more than last year.
Good morning, Kansas City. Happy Thursday. It's a Rockin' and Teresa show. Going to be a beautiful day to get outside. Paint the town red. Everybody's wearing Chiefs stuff. We talked about this yesterday, and it's selling out like crazy. The Made Mob jacket that says villains.
Really?
I think people are realizing around the country and people who live here, we are now the villains.
They're embracing it.
They're embracing it.
They're what like, else we don't care. Yeah. As long as we win.
Yes.
So if we do win the Super Bowl, when we win the Super Bowl, the parade this year is going to be more expensive than last year.
Potholes.
Yeah, that's exactly it. We're like, we can't have those buses going for potholes. The KC Sports Commission is allowed to spend up to $975,000. Last time, they paid $750,000. I guess when you win them back-to-back, it's a pretty big deal, you guys.
I'm not kidding about the potholes. You think I drive that through downtown every day. It's horrible.
Oh, yeah.
Horrible.
I wonder if that costs money ahead of time to reserve everything, like the barriers, the security, the buses, all that stuff, and then we don't get all of it back if we don't win. But we're going to win, so who cares? But just wondering, you think it costs money ahead of time?
I think it has to, don't you? I think you have to put it in a budget.
You have to be ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. You guys are asking very important questions that I do not know the answer to. Today is National Change Your Password. Just a reminder, you know, I know a lot of you probably have your pet or your child, and then, I don't know, your birthday. Gee, I think we could all figure that out. That's actually easy, too. And today is, since it's the first day of February, just some things to look forward to. You know, this is a leap year, so all of you leap day babies, you actually, I don't know, maybe you're going to, like, finally turn 15 this year or get to have a birthday party that you never got to have. Also, you need to start making your plans for Valentine's Day because it's not very far away. Now, if for some reason you don't like your significant other, Insomnia Cookies is offering a limited edition new 12-pack of cookies on their website called the It's Not Me, It's You pack.
I love this.
You can, of course you do. You can choose the 12 cookies that you want to give your soon-to-be ex, and they will include a handwritten breakup note on the inside of the box. Now, there's only four options. It's Not Me, It's You. You're sweet, but not my flavor. We're done. Have a nice life. Rocket out of those, what would you pick?
We're done. Have a nice life.
Wait, that's so mean. You think on Valentine's Day you get a cookie shipment from the person you're dating and you're so excited and you open it and it's trash.
Is that the mean one or is this one? This is the fourth option and it's so random. I have the hots for your roommate.
Oh.
Rude.
Why would they make that an option?
Rude.
Insomnia said in a press release that this is a very unserious way of ending things since warm cookies are better than a cold heart. It starts at $30.
Is that the cookie place here in Westport?
Yeah, I think so. Don't we have one here in Westport?
Yeah, it's like
they're
right around the corner.
Cookies.
Yeah, they are good.
They serve them warm when you get them fresh.
And I'm sure you'll be happy with the delicious cookie because you just got dumped. Trending Topics brought to you by Mazari Shop, where you can shop, where you can relax and choose from fine jewelry, prestigious watches, and more. Just go to Mazari's.com.
Coming up next, your chance to win a pair of Coors Light Party Deck passes to see Sick Kick at KC Live Block St. Patrick's Day. That's with trivia.
KMXV is Kansas City. If you're going to be out maybe walking around the park or something, I forgot Rihanna's got so many great songs. I haven't listened to her music in so long. I'm sitting there listening to her going, what a talent that she really is.
I agree with you. I remember when she did the Super Bowl halftime show, which is coming up again. I was thinking, there's only one or two Rihanna songs I really love. then she performed and I was like, never mind. I love 1,000.
I couldn't concentrate on any of her music. I was just going, is she pregnant? Is she pregnant? Look at her belly. I can't tell. Is she pregnant?
And truly, with a lot of the stuff that she endorses, and if you look at her closely, she is one of the most beautiful women on the planet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Also, I noticed you said Rihanna, which is how she says her name, but I still can't get on board.
Why?
It just doesn't feel right coming out of my mouth. Yeah. Rihanna? It's like
We've
I'm forcing
said Rihanna.
It.
Rihanna.
I'm Let's forcing just, it.
I'm going to say Rihanna, just to make her happy.
I'm just
going to
say Riri. Okay. That's her nickname. Yeah? Okay. We really need to focus. Sorry. We digress. We are doing trivia. You can win a pair of Coors Light Party Deck passes to see Sick Kick at KC Live Block on St. Patrick's Day, which is Sunday, March 17th. I'm assuming a lot of you are not going to make it into work Monday, March 18th, but that's really not our problem. That's neither here nor there. All you have to do is answer a trivia question. Call 816-476-7093. Let's go ahead and fill up the phone banks. I'm not going to read the question ahead of time because you're all a bunch of cheaters, you know? I love you, Kansas City, but you're not loyal to me in terms of not Googling.
It's kind of neat to think about. The weather has got spring outside today.
Yes.
And then this is going to be during St. Patty's Day, so it'll be great.
I feel like St. Patrick's Day is one of those holidays you always want to have plans,
and
we could help you out here.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Kelly,
are you ready?
Sure.
All right, Kelly, a survey found that couples did this for a total of 4 hours during January. That was more than any other month. What was it?
Nap?
No.
Thanks. Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Oh, my gosh. It's have conversations together?
No. You're getting warmer, though.
Do couples do that?
Nah.
Good morning, Mix.
Not in my house.
What's the answer?
Coitus.
Nope. Thank you for asking in that way, though. I appreciate you.
That was actually funny. Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Are you?
Yes, argue. A survey found that couples argued for 4 hours during January, if you put it all together, which was more than any other month.
Only 4 hours?
Yeah.
Huh, interesting.
I guess maybe that's lots of tiny arguments, one big one. I don't know, what have you. What's your name?
Zoe.
Zoe, you get a pair of Coors Light Party Deck passes to see Sick Kick at KC Live Block on St. Patty's Day.
Hey, thank you for listening. I'm going to put you on hold real quick, come back and get all your info. And when we come back in about 5 minutes or so.
Yeah, we have a cookie that can actually help you break up with your significant other with little messages like candy hearts. And we want to know what your message would be.
Good morning, Kansas City. Chances are you have been in a breakup in your life.
Yes.
And maybe we didn't have these cookies back then, but Teresa was talking about these new cookies that came out, and we want you to get involved with this. Here's how.
It's Insomnia Cookies. They're basically like candy hearts, but they're cookies. It's an It's Not Me, It's You pack. You get to pick 12 cookies, and they'll even put a handwritten breakup note inside the box. And they're only giving 4 options. It's not me, it's you. You're sweet, but not my flavor. We're done. Have a nice life. Rocket said that would be his.
Yes.
Or the weird random one, I have the hots for your roommate.
You know, play along. I know you're probably married now. This is, we're just pretending here.
Not necessarily.
You had a, maybe it is that time to break up before Valentine's. What cookie would it be? 816-476-7093. Like I said, chances are you've been in a breakup before. Have a little fun with us. You can call or you can text the same number, 816-476-7093. Tara, what cookie would yours be? Which one would you pick?
For my husband, it would be something like, I'm going to be sad about this forever because I'm really attracted to you and you're the father of my children. But obviously, you've done something so horrific that I've poisoned each of these cookies to make us end our marriage that I swore I'd stick with in front of God.
That's the biggest cookie in the world right there.
That's a big cookie. Yeah. Like a Long John Donut or something.
Good morning,
Yum.
Mix. Go ahead.
What'd you say?
Sugar cookie.
Yeah.
You would use a sugar cookie?
Yeah, that's a good way to break
Thank
up.
Thank you.
Yeah, pour a little sugar on it.
Yeah. Good morning, Mix.
Hi. So, can I make my own up like Tara did?
Yeah, why not? Just don't make it so long.
Yeah, we don't have cookies that big.
Rude.
I'm going to do the joke that my sixth grader told me.
Okay.
You know what my favorite letter of the alphabet is when I see you?
What?
An X.
Oh, slam.
That sounds like your cookie.
A oatmeal chocolate chip mint cookie, because that's just disgusting.
Oh, man. Ow.
You had me at oatmeal chocolate chip, and then mint, it went down south.
It kind of sounds in your voice like you're inspired by a real ex that you are not fond of.
So if you're just now joining us, here's what we're talking about.
It's Insomnia Cookies for Valentine's Day. They have a It's Not Me, It's You pack. Kind of like Candy Hearts, but cookies, and we want to know what your cookie would say to break up.
Let's read some of the examples they have.
It's Not Me, It's You. You're sweet, but not my flavor. And this is the one Rocket said he likes. We're done. Have a nice life.
I love it. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, can I send it to my son's girlfriend from him?
Oh, shady.
Sure.
Don't say any names, but what would the cookie say?
It would definitely say, what was the third choice there?
We're done. Have a nice life.
Yes. Absolutely. I'm so finished. Even with the heartbreak that she's passing him, I'm so done.
Wow. Uh-oh.
How does he feel? Is he still super into her?
He's 16.
Yeah, okay.
You've got time. He'll grow out of it.
Yeah. That's sad.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed. Please,
hey, good luck.
Please.
It's tough when you're a teenager.
I feel like at that age, you feel like if you break up with somebody, you'll never find another person.
Yes, you feel
it's
the end of the world.
And it's not true. No. There's so many out there.
Hey, the good news is if they don't break up, your holidays are going to be super fun.
So affordable.
Yes.
816-476-7093. You can call or you can text.
This says, you're sweet, but not my flavor would be my choice. Just kidding. I want Tara's cookie. Appreciate that. This one wrote, hasta la vista, baby.
That's a good one.
Jesse wrote, I have the hots for your mom. Jesse, you know what? Your mom's got it going on. So what a full circle moment.
That would be awesome.
Wendy wrote simply, bye, Felicia. Let's see. Toby wrote, mine would be, it's not you, it's me. It's you, cookie, because I like to place blame.
I get that.
Donetta said, oh gosh, to my brother's wife, it'll say, you a hoe and you gots to go. That's phenomenal.
Okay. Good morning, Kansas City. Happy Thursday. Beautiful day today. In the 60s, they said Lawrence could get up to 70. And you said that's a wonderful time weather for you being a graduate from KU.
So nice to walk along Mass Street or even just walk along campus. They plant the prettiest flowers. And it just makes you feel refreshed, like you're a whole new person.
Okay, so you went to KU. We all know that. You got your master's there. Did you have any breakups along the line when you were at KU? Boyfriends.
I don't remember my timeline. There was one boyfriend I dated for 6 years. He tried to break up with me a lot, and I kind of talked him out of it. And then the roles reversed, I tried to break up with him a lot, and he would talk me out of it. It was very unhealthy. And then finally, I just had to break up with him over text message because neither of us would let it happen in person.
So we're talking about breakups because Teresa had this story last hour, and I think it's great, and we'd love you to keep texting in.
I'm just laughing about you trying to talk him out of breaking up with you. It's Insomnia Cookies. They have these, there's four different phrases, kind of like on Candy Hearts, that you can send as a gift. They'll put a handwritten breakup note in the box, and you basically break up with somebody with a cookie. And so we want to know, what would your cookie say?
So give the example.
Like, it's not me, it's you, the typical. One says, you're just not my flavor.
Basically,
one said, I have the hots for your roommate.
Oh.
That's weird.
Good morning, Mick. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
I would say, women kill with poison. Eat up.
I didn't hear every word of that, but I don't think it was nice.
She said, women kill with poison, eat up.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. That took a very dark turn.
Keep your texts coming in. We'll revisit it with calls coming up after 8. Let's read a few texts right now.
Okay, this one says, oh, can't read that one, Crystal. This one says, go to therapy or just a cookie with a big red flag drawn on it. This one says... Wait, I really like it.
I can tell.
I'm sorry. I prefer dark chocolate. Been there. This one says, we want different things for our future. This one says, kiss off instead of kiss me. Brittany says, next, please. These are all great ideas.
Keep them coming in. 816-476-7093.
There's all those weird prop bets, you know, the how long is the anthem going to be, what color Gatorade, how many times are they going to show Taylor Swift. This probably is the most unique one I've seen. There's one online bookie who's offering odds that aliens will invade Las Vegas during this. The Super Bowl.
There's odds on this.
It's 0.1.
Yeah.
So I sure hope
if you take
they
that
don't.
Bet and it happens, you win a lot of money, I guess.
I'm scared of aliens. I don't want it.
Hey, whatever happened to the, was it Florida? Whatever happened to the mall aliens? That they were.
Anybody? I don't know. You know, it's Florida. There's so many things that just happened there.
Just another day in Florida.
Yeah. And then finally, Tara, I would say out of the three of us on the show, you're probably the queen of buying something and returning it, correct?
Oh, for sure. For sure.
And I don't want to like give away your secrets, but there's some things you probably even use for a little while and then also return it, right?
Like what though?
I don't know, but I just know you've done that before.
Kids' clothes. Isn't your kid about to be three?
Like
no,
equipment.
No, she's going to be two forever. Stop it.
Well, there's a woman who's going viral on social media because she's bragging about how she returned her couch to Costco after using it for 2 years.
That is shady.
And the reason is because she didn't like it anymore. And actually, she wasn't shady about it at all. Costco has a very generous return policy, which doesn't mention very many restrictions other than like electronics, jewelry, alcohol, okay. Tires, things like that. She didn't even have a receipt. She just told them when she bought it. They looked it up in their system, and then they credited her account $900.
Jeez. Wow.
That's
amazing.
Crazy.
We just gave everybody in Kansas City an idea.
Of course, yes.
The line at Costco is out the door today.
Good morning, Kansas City. Today is a great day to maybe break up with somebody. It's going to be like almost 70 in Lawrence.
Market, don't you feel like every day is a great day to break up with somebody?
Oh, yeah. Look, I'm just not meant to be in a relationship. I just think this is really fascinating. We want you to play along with us. Look, whether it been a year ago, maybe it was today or tomorrow, you think about breaking up with somebody. This is brilliant with cookies. We see it all the time with the candy hearts, which I think the candy hearts are the dumbest thing on the planet.
Well, I think they're cute. They just taste gross. Insomnia Cookies has a yummy, delicious treat that you can use to break up with that significant other. It's a 12-pack of cookies called It's Not Me, It's You. And you can pick what flavors or what you want written on them. There's four options. It's Not Me, It's You. You're sweet, but not my flavor. We're done. Have a nice life. Or the very weird one, I have the hots for your roommate.
I like it. I like it a lot.
I want to know, which cookie would be your last breakup? Once again, we're not picking on anybody. We're just having fun with these cookies.
Would you say I don't like to be touched?
Probably.
Here's a cookie.
No, seriously. Don't touch me. Bye.
Don't touch me. Bye.
You think I'm joking?
I actually.
It's a trick.
I don't like human. I love you, but don't like human contact. Bye.
I dated a guy right before my husband that just kind of did a slow fade.
Yeah.
So he would have given me like a blank cookie. Just like, this says all you need to know. Nothing.
So call right now, 816-476-7093. You have those selections. Or come up with your own. Call or text 816-476-7093. I think this is just clean fun. Everybody's at a breakup. We had a lady call in last hour. And bless her son's heart. He is going through a bad breakup. He's 16.
No, he's not going through a breakup. She wants him to go through a breakup. Yes. She doesn't like the girl.
It's just like, you know, at 16, you just don't. You don't know.
You don't realize how bad she is.
Yes.
Insomnia Cookies, they have a press release and they said, look, this is just a very unserious way of ending things since warm cookies are better than a cold heart.
It's true.
Don't you think it'd be better than sending a text?
Yeah. Depends on the situation, man. I just send a text once.
I've done that too, and you guys yell at me every time I did
something. Well,
you
do it. Yours isn't out of necessity. Yours is because that's just how you break up with everybody.
Don't judge me.
I'm not judging you. We're just talking. Okay. We're all friends here. Just brainstorming.
Is that what it is?
Do you want to know what people have to say on the text line, Rocket?
Please.
Okay, Kelly from Lee Summit says, I know everybody might say this, but you have to have a cookie that says we are never, ever, ever getting back together.
Okay, that's actually really good.
Oh, Rocket, somebody sent a suggestion for you.
Okay.
To put on a cookie. It's not me. It's Monopoly Go. Bye. Michael says, roses are red, violets are blue. Sorry to say I'm done with you.
Okay, ouch. That's actually really good.
That sounds like one that would actually be on a cookie.
Or a t-shirt.
Yeah.
This one, this is a threat that I always give to my husband. It says, I like your family better than you. I always tell him if anything happens with us, I'm keeping his family. I will not get rid of them. They're the best. We have lots of UFO for shows coming in on the text line, like multiple people saying that. Oh, this one's clever. It says, bite me. Get it? Because it's a cookie, but also bite me because you suck.
I like it. So it's not quite as aggressive as you really mean it to be because it is a cookie.
Yes.
Good morning, Mick. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Good morning. I would do my own.
Okay.
And it would say,
are you there, Patricia? You cut out.
Oh, you're cutting out.
I would say, I'll always care, but we don't.
I'm sorry, you're echoing
it's something
so
something like, I'll always care, but we don't work.
No. I'll always care, but we don't fit.
We don't fit.
Okay. Got it.
Thank you, Patricia. 816-476-7093. We're just having fun with cookies, people. Don't get so serious on this.
What if you don't write anything on it, but you just crumble the cookies so that when they open the box, it's all broken?
That'd be the ultimate.
That's actually really funny,
the ultimate. Or it's just empty.
You're like, this did have our wedding vows on it, and now it's all crumbled.
This did have? My gosh.
This one says, my husband would crack up if I gave him the roommate one, because that's me. He'd be like, heck yeah, I'm in love with you too. This cookie idea says, Idaho? No, Udaho. We over. Kaylee says she would actually use, I'm in love with your roommate, because I ended up marrying my ex's roommate. Scandalous.
Oh, I love it.
I'm guessing you're not friends anymore.
Oh, Hannah wrote, you should just date your mom. I love that.
Okay, that's a nice quick dig.
Yes. This one says, let's get a divorce. You can be with your girlfriend. Oh, that hurts me physically.
If someone's really doing that, they're not getting a cookie. Yeah, they
seriously,
don't deserve a cookie.
I'm not spending my $30 on you if you have a girlfriend.
Yeah, even a mean cookie. You don't deserve it.
Get a swift kick to the privates. Okay.
To the cookie.
Right in your cookies. Okay. Jeez.
You two are on fire today. You know how we have days like you stay home when it's snowy or bad weather, icy?
Yes.
We should have days when it's nice. You get to stay home, go out, do whatever you want to do.
Just call it a happy day.
Yes, that's a good name for it.
Yes.
So if you're going to get out today, why not maybe visit our friends at Trezzo? I told you yesterday, they actually had some seats on the patio open up, and we have a gift card for you.
Yes, we do. We have a gift card to Trezzo Mare and actually a 4-pack of tickets to the KC Remodel and Garden Show. That's at the American Royal Center, February 16th through the 18th. We are playing Who Am I? So we are going to play you an audio clip, and if you can name the person that's speaking, you will win both prizes, the gift card and the tickets.
Are you ready?
Call now, 816-476-7093.
Here we go. Who am I?
Wait. Get him on the phone first, Rocky.
Why? Aren't you confident?
Is this your first day? They'll cheat or something.
How are they going to cheat?
I don't know.
They have to listen to the clip.
Just get him on the phone, please.
Oh, her voice got high again.
Oh, jeez. Good morning, Mix.
Hi.
Who's this?
Michael.
Michael, are you ready?
Yes.
You know what I gotta say to all those people that doubted us, to all those people that counted us out, and to everybody who said that we couldn't get it done?
Who am I?
Oh, gosh. It's gotta be Pat Mahomes.
Nope. Good guess, though.
Let's go here. Good morning, Mix. Who am I?
The Rock.
No, not The Rock. It does sound like a wrestler, though.
Good morning, Mix. Who am I?
John Cena.
Nope.
Here it is again.
You know what I gotta say to all those people that doubted us, to all those people that counted us out, and to everybody who said that we couldn't get it done.
I should say it does sound like a wrestler, but it's not.
Good morning, Mix. Who am I?
Travis Kelce.
Oh, you're getting very warm, but you're incorrect.
Good morning, Mix. Who am I?
Oh, my guess was going to be Travis Kelce as well.
Sorry, good try.
Here it is again.
You know what I got to say to all those people that doubted us, to all those people that counted us out, and to everybody who said that we couldn't get it done?
Good Good morning, Mix. Who am I?
Is it a football player?
Sorry. Good morning. I'm sorry. What's your guess? What was your guess?
I was going to say Travis Kelce originally, but I was trying to come up with another name.
Nope.
Good morning, Mix. Who am I?
Is it me? Yes. It's Jason Kelce.
Yes. Good job. What's your name?
Amanda,
you get a gift card to Tres Amare and a 4-pack of tickets to the KC Remodel and Garden Show.
Yay for being a 92%er.
That's right.
I want to put you on hold real quick. We'll come back and get all your info. Let's hear it again. This is a really good clip. I got it right off the bat. Now I know why you didn't want me to play it first.
Yes.
You know what I got to say? To all those people that doubted us, to all those people that counted us out, and to everybody who said that we couldn't get it done.
He says some bad words after that.
What? That doesn't sound like Jason Kelce at all.
Used to be young.
Good morning, Kansas City. Get out and enjoy the day. Nice weather in the 60s. So it's that time of year as we head up for the big game that you'll see a lot of players from San Francisco and Kansas City make their rounds on sports shows.
Yeah, but this was actually from New Heights yesterday. This was the new episode with Jason and Travis Kelce, which it's fun to watch them just have a real casual conversation about, you're going to the Super Bowl, brother. And they had to bring up what happened before the AFC Championship game when you saw that video of Travis and Pat having a little bit of an issue with the kicker.
Justin Tucker is warming up, and there's an exchange between you and him. There's also an exchange between Pat and Tucker.
We do our same warm-up every single time on our side of the field. Specialists, because of like the wind factor, they get a chance to kick at both field goals. But it's always, if you're trying to go onto the other team's designated area, stay out of their way.
That is the unwritten rule.
You don't interfere with what they have going on. If you want to be a about it, you keep your helmet and your football and your kicking tee right where the quarterbacks are warming up. Eyes are looking left and they got a helmet down by their feet. If you're not going to pick that up, I'll happily move that for you.
It's actually kind of dangerous.
I get it. I mean, he was kind of winking at me like being a about it, like trying to get under the skin.
He knew what he was doing.
I get it. But me and Pat, we just weren't in a joking mood. So Justin, sorry if we took it to a level that you didn't think it'd get to that play, but if you're going to be a dick, I promise you, I can one-up you every time.
I just love that.
I can one-up you every time.
It's like we mentioned earlier, these guys are just so focused on this game. And during that, I remember because you sent me the text or the video before the game even started. I'm like, oh, man, they're already battling it out.
Well, and I love it because everyone, none of the Chiefs, but everybody else in the country, they were making it out to like Travis was a jerk. And they were saying, oh, look at him.
No,
look at
he's
full of himself. He's such an ego. And that's why I love that he came back and he was like, look, if you're going to be this, I will one-up you every time.
Hey there, Kansas City. Going to be a beautiful day. Here at the Rock and Teresa Show, we're thinking maybe a patio for lunch. Take the baby out for a walk today.
Yeah, we've got to get outside. I looked at my weather app, and it says around 3 p.m. will be the warmest part of the day. So just so you're aware, if you live in Johnson County, all the parks are closed. So, like, leave us alone because I probably want to go to one. And I don't like cooties from other kids. We just got over a sickness. Like, just give us our space, you know.
That is just so true. Isn't it?
I feel like every time we go to the park, she comes back with, like, a stuffy nose or something because people take their sick kids, okay? Let them get better before they come to the park. And I'm going to start bringing Lysol spray.
Wait till she starts school.
Oh, gross.
Oh, my gosh. You're right.
Gross.
All right. Steve Serrano is coming up next. Real quick, guys, one more sleep and it's a weekend.
Woohoo.
I'm super excited. All right. Before we leave, we always do this.
We like to take a second look. Insomnia Cookies for Valentine's Day. They have a It's Not Me, It's You pack. Kind of like candy hearts, but cookies. And we want to know what your cookie would say to break up.
This one says... Wait, I really like it.
I can tell.
I'm sorry. I prefer dark chocolate. Been there. Donetta said, oh gosh, to my brother's wife, it'll say, you a hoe and you gots to go.
I love how Tara just cracks herself up. You know, she's got the most contagious laugh in the world.
I'm literally all I need in this world for entertainment because I just like my own sense of humor.
Kansas City, until tomorrow, have a wonderful day. You deserve it.
God bless.
Be kind.
Show's over.
And we're done.
We've already run out of time again.
And this is where we say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Don't say goodbye.
Who'd like to hang around and help clean up?
That ended well.
Rockin' and Teresa and Tara in the morning. Mix 93.3.